Sharpen that booger picking finger.
Basically, I could sit here and talk a whole hour about bees. Okay, we inseminated the queen.
Ooh. That was a delete that.
Yeah! About squillions of dollars and squillions of people.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me war horse!
Contact the Power Rangers at once.
Hey, it's Lars from Metallica here. I'm about to stick 50 grand up your ass.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hello, Sandman.
Huh.
This is Metallichat, the official unofficial companion podcast of all things Metallica. I'm your co-host, Stephen Schaefer. Along with me,
I'm Remy Hall.
You can email the podcast at metallichatpod@gmail.com, or you can hit us on Twitter at metallichatpod. We should mention right off the bat, in the background...
We're a little distracted.
Yeah, this is going to be a little different episode.
We gotta keep things as light as we can.
We do. We got a few things to talk about.
Right.
But in the background, we were watching the first episode of AEW Wrestling.
Hey.
All Elite Wrestling. It's a new show on TNT.
Yeah. I was never a wrestling guy growing up, and we've talked about this on the show before several times, and you were.
Yeah.
We even talked about doing a wrestling ep.
Because there is a little bit of Metallica wrestling crossover.
Sure, a little bit.
Even with the audiences.
Just vibe-wise, totally. Especially mm-hmm. that Load Reload era. Yeah, yep. Big time.
Big time.
Problematic?
Maybe. I don't know where my brain pulled that from. So this is a new show, and it's kind of a competitor to WWE right now.
Yeah, the only one, you were saying, really.
Yeah, it's the first one in a long... Like, there's been some other kind of high-profile leagues, but this is the first one that's actually, like, giving them a run for their money. My dog is just going to town.
He's going to Nutville.
There's right a lot there. Happening.
It's going to be an interesting one, folks. We're watching some pre-roll of some dude doing stadium steps.
So can I give you the background here?
Yeah.
So have you ever heard of Dusty Rhodes, the wrestler?
Yeah.
He's a very large man. Like back in the 70s and 80s, he was like a big deal. I think he was mostly a heel, like a bad guy.
Yeah.
But both of his kids wrestle. One of them is this guy right here, Cody Rhodes. And then his other son was Goldust, who was this guy that wore like an all black and gold latex thing.
Yeah.
It was very sexual. He'd been around forever. Cody's the younger one. They were both in WWE.
Mm-hmm, Crystal Skull.
Cody kind of had a lot of friction with them and eventually left and kind of, I think he did some other like regional wrestling stuff. And now he's the one that's really come back with this AEW
thing. So Cody's this guy?
The guy with the blonde hair.
Blonde hair, okay. Blonde hair.
He's kind of the mastermind of this AEW thing.
One more time.
I don't know this guy.
Okay.
Some of these guys I don't know.
Well, he's the one who comes out first that I was seeing some of the footage of.
He's jump roping on a roof. Wrestling promos are always the best.
Oh, this gets me hyped.
So over the top. Look at that butt.
Yes.
Why is jump roping a wrestler's and boxer's like go-to?
Cardio, man.
Yeah.
It's cardio. You don't have to like do laps. It's just strong cardio.
Endurance cardio.
And it takes a lot of core strength.
Oh. Core strength.
I think they do. I think it's just more of a trope with those, especially with this cheesy pre-roll footage stuff. Yeah, right down here over on the left, if you look, you can see Smith and Muse.
They're going to pop up. Sometime.
Oh, yeah. No, they were like, he was filming them, filming him.
Oh, really?
At one point. Yeah. They definitely are going to pop up.
So he's kind of buddy-buddy with... I know he's buddies with Jericho.
Big time, yeah. That's got to be why he's here.
Yeah.
Did you just do it again?
I did.
What's wrong with you?
It comes from big time. It comes from I Love You, Man.
Paul why Rudd. Did you just titty grab at me?
When I remember something, it's what I do. No, I do that at work.
No. Come here. No. Come here.
That's how a goose grabs titties.
Honk.
Honk. Here's Cody Rhodes.
Oh, and he's got, I don't know if it's his lady or just, or what, but she's great too. She's putting on a show. Everybody's here to play. That's the one thing I was noticing. Like everybody.
Yeah. This is a long time coming too. This AEW thing has been around for like a year and a half, and they finally got like a TV deal.
So this is the first like televised big fucking deal, right?
They had a pay-per-view.
Okay.
Like a month ago. And this is the first like weekly show.
Which is huge.
One of the things you have to understand with wrestling that is great and also super frustrating is even with the WWE, or I guess especially with that, there's so much content you have to watch every week.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like WWE has a weekly show that's 3 hours long. They have a weekly show that's 2 hours long. There's also a kind of like junior league that's like the up and comers called NXT. That's like, I think, an hour or two. And then they have a 3 hour pay per view every month.
Steven, you watch The Bachelor.
Touche.
Yeah, there you go. All your
I should be watching wrestling. And a lot of the material is like recap. Like, it's a great show to watch on demand or like on Hulu because you can just fast forward through all the promo shit and like recaps.
Oh, oh, for sure.
It's the same as Bachelor or something like that.
Yeah.
The actual content is probably like 45 minutes.
Like the series finales that are 4 hours long or whatever, and it's 20 minutes at the end.
Yeah. The women tell all.
Oh, yeah.
Man, man. Get that beef out.
Man, God damn it, that show is so bad. I have to stay away from it.
It's
I can't do the Bachelorette though. The bro energy is too much. I can't do it.
100% feel you.
Can't do it. Oh God.
It's intense. Yeah. He's a big deal. He's a really good wrestler too. Like he's great in the ring and he's great on the mic as well.
So this is the guy. Yeah, this is the guy who came out in the Speedo. See, look at this shit.
Oh my God.
Look at this shit. Let's move on.
Okay.
What do we have to talk about? What is this show?
Let's talk about what we're here for. Let's talk. The tone is going to change for me.
Why you got to do this?
I mean, we got to address it.
Okay.
So last Friday, the 27th, I felt like it really came out of nowhere.
It did.
Last Friday, that James Hetfield is going to return to a treatment facility for some addiction things he's been battling with for a while.
Yeah.
Let me just read. The press release is really short, so I'll just read it just to kind of set the stage. So a note from Lars, Kirk, and Rob, September 27th. We're truly sorry to inform our fans and friends that we must postpone our upcoming tour of Australia and New Zealand. As most of you probably know, our brother James has been struggling with addiction on and off for many years. He has now, unfortunately, had to re-enter a treatment program to work on his recovery. We fully intend to make our way to your part of the world as soon as health and schedule permit. We'll let you know as soon as we can. We're devastated that we have inconvenienced so many of you, especially our most loyal fans who often travel great distances to experience our shows. We appreciate your understanding and support for James. And as always, thank you for being a part of the Metallica family. That was it. Not a lot of details, just kind of letting everyone know, hey.
So do you think it's for... I guess it doesn't really matter what it's for, but do you think it's for alcohol?
I don't know. That's my immediate thought.
That's my immediate thought, but I wonder if it's more because he's talked about his neck surgery in the past. I wonder if it's more along those lines.
Could be just a general health thing. And this is, I think, my optimism or trying to be positive. My immediate thought is I'm hoping that he hasn't like fallen off the wagon in any way. I'm hoping he was like, hey, you know what? I'm at a breaking point.
Right.
I need to take care of myself
right.
because I know myself.
Yeah, I guess it's unfair to assume that he had some sort of event.
You don't know.
Right.
My other thought was, they have been touring, since Hardwire came out, they've been touring really hard.
Yeah.
So, certainly for mental health or anyone that's dealing with, you know, addiction issues or whatever, like, that will put you on the edge.
Maybe you bit off more than you can chew. And then that's that, and then the touring thing, and then again, with, I know, the next surgery, I hope he's not trying to... I mean, that's physically demanding what he does to do that for one night after being through what he's been through. Because you know what they did basically was they took out the back half of part of his vertebrae on one of his vertebrae, which is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Because basically what that means is then the neck muscles that would have attached to that vertebrae don't have that connection point anymore. So you actually lose power, like muscle power in your neck. It's brutal.
And I know you've played guitar. Standing and performing and playing guitar, it crushes your shoulders.
Oh my God. For a minute. Especially in electric. It's fucking insane. The way he has it all slung down and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my hope is that I don't know. And I don't want to read into it. I don't want to assume. I appreciate the transparency of the band of just being like.
Totally.
Heads having issues. We got to put this in front of everything else.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you when we can.
And the support from everybody has been really fucking cool.
Yeah.
like really inspiring that nobody's been, there's been no amount of shame whatsoever.
Yes, 100%.
Like even like on Twitter, I haven't even seen like trolls.
And Metallica is one of the easiest things to
totally
dogpile
yes.
on. So I,
especially regarding their addiction, yeah,
yeah. I also hope it's something he has been putting off. So like they just got through SNM 2. I'm hoping he wasn't struggling for a while and wanted to get through that, and then he was like, I can't.
"Yeah, that's not fair. Yeah. That's not fair if that's the case."
I don't know the implications of this thing. You know, I've seen some people speculate online. I think it's wildly like where you jump to of like, well, what's the next thing? Mm. And like you think about the band's next steps. There's almost no doubt in my mind that they'll be back at some point.
Oh, for sure.
The shit that they've been through.
That didn't even come into my head. Like yeah. they'll be back. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. And I'm more than anything, my first thought too was like I was just proud of him to know when he needs to get help in doing that.
I hope that was the case. I hope it's not just, you know.
Even if someone had to recognize the signs and offer the help, whatever the case is, he either reached out for help or accepted the help that was offered.
Yeah, and nobody was hurt. And yeah, that's.
We're thinking about you, James.
Yeah.
And I know I've seen the other guys post a lot of like sweet stuff of, you know.
Yeah, but for real, like it's actually popped into my head. Just. Kind of in my personal life, it really is. It hit me.
It's a struggle, man.
Yeah, man.
Life's hard.
This is tonally all over the place.
Yeah, you know what? It'll work. It'll be fine.
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post. We'll do it live. You know what I learned last week that blew my mind?
Hmm.
Do you know the song "Hard to Handle" by the Black Crowes?
I don't know if I do, Abby.
Hey, little thing, let me light your chemicals above it. I'm sure hard to handle now. Yes, I am.
What he said.
I just hope that the audio picked up the fucking hellhole of madness that you two sent me into a brief second there.
You don't know that song?
I do now, but it was just in stereo.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know that. Yes, what about it?
Did you know that song's a cover?
Really? Of who?
Otis Redding. It's an Otis Redding song. It blew my mind last week.
Mine too, dude.
I just had a birthday. I turned 31. I lived 3 decades on this earth not knowing that was a cover song.
3 full decades.
And 1/10 of another one.
Yeah.
Very good, Abby.
Math. It's what other cover songs are out there that I don't know are cover songs.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
It bothers me that people don't know "Hurt Is Not" by Johnny Cash.
That's
it. Cover of Nine Inch Nails.
I think it's a common one.
That's a big one. I didn't know "Love Roller Coaster" was a cover for a while. I mean, I've known it for like 5 or 10 years, but I didn't.
Roller Coaster. Did you think it was Chili Peppers?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just the version I knew.
The Chili Peppers version is in Beavis and Butthead Do America.
I think they did it for that album, in fact.
And that song has a weird like breakdown of like... Oh, Jericho's still beating him up.
Just open slapping people. But it's like the body slaps, too. That's what I really like, where it's just like they just slap him right here.
And they want to make sure it's like pink, like it leaves a handprint.
Oh, yeah. Well, admittedly, it would fucking hurt. Oh, God.
These are padded chairs.
He's setting something up.
Those do look like the weakest chairs you've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That can't feel good.
No, it's fucking brutal.
And look at the ref just like, stop it.
Smith. You can see him. No. Purple jacket. Do you see him?
Yeah. I like the purple jacket.
Oh, it's a good look.
And jean shorts.
And the Muse has been pulling off the man bun, if I do say so.
Mm-hmm.
Big way. Because he's not really trying to man bun it. It's truly just a hair bun.
It's a lot of... He's got long hair.
Yeah, he does. I think it's the first time that he's played since Clerks that he hasn't had to wear a wig for...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's got to be so much fun to be a bad guy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's got to be infinitely more fun to be a bad guy heel wrestler than like a...
How old is he these days, you think?
40, late 40s?
Really?
Maybe. He's been around forever. He was in WCW.
Really?
In the 90s. He was in WCW, and then he joined WWF in 2000.
just hitting motherfuckers with furniture.
Cut my music. There's a lot of like Porky Pig in wrestling where you're like you're wearing a shirt but no pants.
Yeah.
Or a scarf.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of Daffy Duck in it.
Yeah.
Donald Duck in it, excuse me. Daffy just straight up free balls it all the time. So have you finished Goose Game? Because I haven't finished Goose Game.
Yes, I did.
Is it rewarding experience?
Yes.
I've gotten through like the second area. I've just been savoring it.
I feel like it took me longer than it should have.
That's okay. It's a take your time, you know?
Yes, there's a thing at the end that kind of makes it full circle.
Okay.
That I liked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that there was a conclusion to be had.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
Yeah.
that.
Very enjoyable. It's a very relaxing game.
Isn't it?
I love it.
It made me laugh literally the first time where it just said, like, press A to honk, and then you do, and then just his dumb head pops out of the bush. I laughed, and I was like, all right, worth it.
The animation or, like, the motion of the goose is very good.
It's wonderful. Very rewarding.
They really crushed it.
It's number one in the Switch store. Beat out Breath of the Wild.
Well, it's just an easy buy. It's
so
cheap.
Very.
It appeals to everyone.
Yeah, and it was my niece's 8th birthday, and I got them like a Switch gift card, and I was like, but 15 of this is getting Goose Game. Because damn it, Goose Game.
And you just get to mess with people.
Just being a goose. The last trailer that they released for it would basically more or less said, like, you play as a goose, which, as you know, is a dick. You didn't say dick, but... Joe Manganiello.
He's a big wrestling guy.
Oh, okay.
Big fan. The lead commentator is Jim Ross, and he was with WWE/F for like ever. He was the voice of Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
And he's now with AEW.
That's huge.
That's a big deal. Whenever you watch like a meme or a clip that puts like wrestling audio over, it's like, my God.
Yeah.
He's broken that man in half.
Yeah.
It's him.
Okay. Those pants, dude. Those blue and gold pants.
It's a lot of glitter, like a lot of shiny.
Yeah, it's not, they're not masculine outfits. You know, you'd picture like Thunderdome shit or something like that, or Warriors even.
And there
is
some of that. It's like that or like luchador, very violent kind of deal.
Why don't, do you get many of the like the Warriors type where you'll get like full outfits?
Yeah, less so in like the last, you know, couple decades.
Okay.
Like back in the day, for sure.
Because that's kind of my jam. I
like
hope
face
that comes
paint,
back.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Full on.
Have you ever seen like Sting?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But he was in the 90s.
Yeah.
I guess that was a couple decades of shit.
He was a WCW guy. Yeah.
We're going to die.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's careening at us.
The fact that, like, when I watched wrestling, Chris Jericho was, like, the young dude. And now he's like
the old geezer. What else you got for us?
I did want to talk about this Sturgill Simpson album.
Okay, I do need to watch
it. It's so goddamn good. So I've liked Sturgill Simpson quite a bit, and he's always done kind of this country outlaw thing, and then he got into more, like, psychedelic country.
Okay.
His last couple albums have been that way, and then... His third album that came out in like 2016 had a lot of like brass and horns on it. It was so good.
Okay.
And then his new album, Sound and Fury, is a very like almost like a Black Keys or like Deep Purple kind of heavy supersonic album. Almost like a ZZ Top album. Okay?
I've also heard it has like EDM-y elements to it.
It's like if ZZ Top studied like Bushido.
Oh, like, fuck, you just sold me, dude.
For real.
Holy shit.
It's real guitar heavy, real like southern rock, but it's also got this like...
Study Bushido.
Dude, that's it.
I'm so fucking in. Oh, God. But it's also, there's like a Netflix thing that goes with it where it's an anime.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Animatrix, though, where it's all directed by different people?
Yeah, it's the length of the album. It's just the full album, and each song is directed by a different person. I actually think some of the Animatrix people did like some of the
episodes. I believe it. Oh, yeah.
He traveled to Japan like 6 times to like direct this thing.
What the fuck?
He's a very interesting dude. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast last week.
Okay.
And I mean, it's like 3 hours long, but it's a really good interview.
I'll dip into Rogan every once in a while.
Yeah. Get freaky. It's a great, it's like this Western Eastern mix thing. It's like this Southern so rock album, but it's also got these like Eastern synthy EDM kind of influences. And the lyrics are as weird and psychedelic as ever.
I need it.
The album on its own is incredible. And then when you put the film on top of it, it's fantastic.
Okay. I might be sold.
Highly recommend it. One of my favorite albums of the year for sure.
Okay.
It's a winner. That's all I got.
Okay.
I just want to do a short little catch up. Talk about James, talk about wrestling.
Happy 31st, buddy. Welcome to your 30s.
Thanks, man.
Again?
Yeah. We'll be back in probably a week and a half or 2 weeks with our SNM2 episode.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, what day is that?
It's not this week. It's the following week.
What day of the week?
Tuesday? So we'll be back and we'll give you those thoughts.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Until then. How to handle now.